रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 13, द कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ दशरथस लैमेंट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. व्हाट हैड दशरथ डन टू डिजर्व सच अ फेट? Stretched on the bare earth he lay, even as the emperor Yayati, whom the inexorable gods hurled down to the earth when his waning merit gave him no place in heaven. But Kaikeyi, sin incarnate, was furious at the delay. She snapped her fingers at her husband and at the world, and devised fresh formulas to make him work her will. Ideal monarch, loud you brag of his strict adherence to truth. You never go back upon your word, but you would be my debtor for the two boons granted of yore. It took some time for the poor king to recover from the shock. He turned upon her with wild fury and cried, "Mean wretch, tireless foe, drink my heart's blood. Drive my godly Rama to live with the savage beasts. Reach the goals of your hopes and rejoice therein. Should the bright gods ask me on high, 'Dasharatha, you bent yourself to a foolish woman's whim. You bartered away for her fickle smile your eldest son, whose rare virtues you have buried in the dark woods. What put you up to perpetrate such wickedness? Where shall I hide my disgraced self? Shall I say, I banished Rama from the kingdom to fulfill my promise to Kaikeyi? That would be the truth of it. But would they not reply, what of your plighted word to the world and to Rama? Alas, I have broken it all basely. Woe and misery in this world and eternal infamy in the other is all I have gained by condemning Rama to a cruel exile. 60,000 years did I moan and wail for an heir to rule after me. Vows, penances, mortifications, offerings, charities, sacrifices did I perform and observe past count, and held myself fortunate in being blessed with a heroic Rama as my son. And him, my darling, you want me to doom to a life of misery? How could I harden my heart to do it? Rama is the bravest of the brave. There is not a science nor an art that he has not mastered. He has put away wrath and shames the very earth by his sweet patience. How shall I give my consent to drive him away from the haunts of men to consort with wild beasts, my lotus-eyed Rama? Dark-hued even as the blue lotus, long-armed, iron-jointed, supple-sinewed of immense strength, he is the idol of all creatures. And may my tongue blister if I speak to my darling child the words, bury yourself in the dark Dandaka forest. My eyes shall rot ere they behold my Rama of peerless intellect undergo pain and misery. For who more deserving of joy and comfort than he? No greater happiness do I crave for at the hands of the gods than to die before I stain my soul with such iniquity. O thou crueler than a fiend let loose from hell, O thou whose heart revels in wrecking the joy and happiness of others, why do you decide to bring this calamity upon Rama, this exile to the woods, trampling upon the feelings of the whole world? Is his unfailing valor nothing in your eyes, nor my boundless affection for him? Alas, infamy and disgrace will dog my name to the end of time. The sun set upon the pitiable sight of a weak old man, the lord of the earth, yet raving as one demented. Merciful night cast her dark pall over it. The moon, as she rode in the heavens during three watches of the night, was an eyesore to Dasharatha. The winged hours seemed to his sorrowful heart leaden-footed. He contrived to pass through the age-long night like one stricken with an incurable malady, heaving deep sighs and hot. He fixed his tearful eyes on the sky and called out to her in heart-rending lamentations, "Star-bedecked queen of night, have pity on me and continue ever. Nay, I ask it of you with joint palms of prayer. Why? Not so. I am powerless to flee from the presence of this hated Kaikeyi. But if it dawns, my subjects will seek me out, and I will be relieved of the sight of my mortal enemy. Hence, merciful night, haste thee on the wings of thought and usher in the welcome dawn. I would give anything to be saved the cruel torment of being forced to look upon the author of my woe. Anan, his thoughts wandered to another point, and he stood before Kaikeyi with clasped hands of entreaty, seeking to turn her from her purpose. Girl, the world knows me till now as God-fearing and right-principled. I am on the confines of life and may pass beyond at any moment. I am wounded to the heart. You are my only hope. Besides, am I not your lord and king to whom you owe reverence and allegiance? I have made you what you are, the favorite queen of the ruler of Kosala. Let these things weigh with you in granting me my prayer. None were with us when I gave you the two boons. You may drop them now and not incur the displeasure or ridicule of any. But my promise to Rama is far otherwise. In full audience have I passed my word to the kings from the four quarters of the globe, to saintly rishis and holy brahmanas, and to the millions of my subjects. I crown Rama king on the morrow. If I break my pledge to them, how would I stand in their esteem? You are but a girl, and some intriguer may have put you up to this obstinacy. Let be, I pass it over. But please grant me my prayer. The earth holds none so dear to me as your loving self with witching eyes. I crave your pity for Rama. True, the kingdom is yours by right of the boon granted, to rule or give away. But pray make a gift of it to Rama, at least out of compassion for a poor old beggar like myself. May Rama live long to rule over this realm and bless the fair donor every moment of his life. Thus you will earn undying fame in the world of men and high merit among the gods. O lady of shapely thighs and charming looks, it is but a trifle for you to do so. But you win my lifelong gratitude. You confer great happiness on Rama. The whole world will acclaim your praises, while great and good men will hold you in high esteem. But it will so disappoint my Bharata. Is that what holds you back? Nay, he is a soul of nobility and justice. He sets no bounds to his love for Rama, and nothing will gladden his heart more. Thus, he tried many an argument and appealed to every possible weakness of hers. Alas, his heart was as open as the day, and her heart was blacker than hell. His eyes were red and weary with grief and sleeplessness. Her eyes were redder, if possible, through rage and grief at being disappointed. Tears rolled down his aged cheeks every time he thought of parting away from Rama. And she wept hot tears of grief to think that her beauty and wiles had not enslaved him sooner. He stormed, he raged, he entreated hard enough to melt the heart of an iron statue and moved heaven and earth to loosen her cruel grip. She brought into play every art, every wile, and every stratagem that a cunning woman's brain could devise. She cooed, she froze, she preached, she philosophized, she cut and thrust to bend him to her will. And she turned a deaf ear to all his entreaties, expostulations, prayers and tears, for the high gods had hardened her heart and sharpened her cruel nature. Dasharatha fainted beneath the shock and came back to himself after a time. Is this she on whom my heart's affections have been centered? Is it that same Kaikeyi, the faithful wife, the guileless heart? Nay, this utter callousness to my prayers and entreaties, this inhuman obstinacy, this cruel cutting speech, can never be she. And he gazed at her long and earnestly, as at some frightful wonder. All at once, his thoughts turned towards the moment that was even then on him, when he would have to part away from his darling son and condemn him to a living death, and he fainted right away. Thus the noble-hearted king passed the livelong night, hearing hot sighs of impotent rage and unavailing grief. Soon it was dawn. The conch, veena, bards, minstrels, heralds recalled their mighty lord in sweet strains and sweeter words to the duties of the day. But Dasharatha curtly bade them to cease. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.